From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abile reporting. France's two contenders for presidency launched their campaigns Monday. The choice before French voters in a final round of elections on May 7th will be between staying the course in the European Union or following the lead of Britain and leaving the bloc. In picking former banker and economy minister Emmanuel Macron and nationalist crusader Marine Le Pen, voters rejected mainstream parties in what analysts said amounted to an earthquake in French politics. For the first time since the founding of the modern French Republic, the left-leaning socialists and the right-leaning Republicans were shut out of the race. Top officials in the Trump administration will hold a rare classified briefing at the White House. The briefing is for the entire U.S. Senate on the situation in North Korea. Officials say Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Joe Dunford will conduct the briefing Wednesday. All 100 senators have been asked to the White House for the meeting. Although lawmakers often receive classified briefings on Capitol Hill, it's rare for them to take place at the White House and for the entire Senate to be involved in one event. The briefing comes at a time of growing tensions between Washington and Pyongyang. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, or OSCE, has identified a U.S. monitor killed in a mine blast in eastern Ukraine as Joseph Stone. The American paramedic was traveling in a car that hit a mine near rebel-held Luhansk Sunday. Two other monitors were injured in the incident. This is VOA News. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis arrived in Afghanistan on a previously unannounced visit. The trip is to discuss the country's security situation with political and military leaders there. He was asked by a reporter if he was comfortable with the current stalemate.
Frankly, I don't see any tension between those two things, those two factors. Right now, we're engaged in defining the challenge, the way ahead, with a whole lot of nations, and it depends. There's no one nation that's going to carry all this, so there's a lot of collaboration, and that is based on an assessment of the tactical and operational challenge and where we want to be and what time.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis. He is expected to meet with U.S. General John Nicholson, the ground commander for international forces in Afghanistan, as well as Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and other top officials. In Turkey, claims for Kurdish support for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in referendum is spurring talks. Dorian Jones has more from Istanbul.
Observers say one of the few positives that supporters of President Erdogan took from the controversy-marred narrow referendum victory was the widely touted bump in support from the restive, predominantly Kurdish region. Critics say the increase was more to do with fraud and intimidation. But Erdogan's advisers and members of his ruling AK party argue it signifies a sea change in Kurdish sentiments towards the president. An influential columnist reportedly close to Erdogan said the result reminded the AKP of its historical responsibility to solve the conflict. But Ertuğrul Kukçu, deputy of the pro-Kurdish HDP and its honorary president, remains deeply sceptical.
No one really believes that.
Turkish security forces continue to crack down on the PKK, this week claiming to have killed more than 50 rebels. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
American astronaut Peggy Whisson has broken the record for most accumulated time spent in orbit by an American. She was aboard the International Space Station when President Donald Trump congratulated her Monday via video conference. 57-year-old Whisson is the most experienced American spacewoman. Trump said Commander Whisson's record is incredible and discussed space exploration and where he sees NASA going during his presidency.
So which one of you is ready to go to Mars? Are you ready? And I think you're ready. I know you're ready, right? We just discussed that. She'd like to go to Mars very quickly.
President Donald Trump. For more news, log on to voanews.com. I am Ji Abile in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Broadcast. It's